FM 90.3 WJTL, Tasha Layton in the choir room. Thank you isn't enough. Good morning. It's 8:04. Thanks for tuning in to WJTL. We have a very special guest for you. Coming up this weekend, Darcy Lynn and friends bringing the Up Close and Personal Tour here to the Junction Center. Both days this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And Darcy Lynn joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you on the phone. Thank you for getting up so early this morning. You're calling all the way from home. Where? Tell our audience where home is for you.
Home is Edmond, Oklahoma. So that's a great state. But yeah, no worries. I'm trying to be an early riser, so this is good for me.
Oh, I'm so excited. I know, growing up in Oklahoma, living there, I saw that you got to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Oklahoma City Thunder playoff game, and what a big thrill that must have been for a hometown gal.
Oh my goodness, of course. Yeah, I always get nervous in the national anthem, but I mean, the Oklahoma people, they're very welcoming, so it was great, but definitely terrifying.
Oh, well, we're so excited about you coming our way this weekend. Hopefully not nearly as terrifying.
I'm sure it won't be. We'll be good.
Speaking of terrifying, when you won America's Got Talent in 2017 as a 12-year-old, you had to be scared, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Especially the live shows. I think, yeah, definitely. Definitely nerve-wracking for me, especially just because I hadn't performed a whole lot for big crowds, and then also the 14 million people watching at home.
Oh my goodness. What was that like? I mean, now that you've had time to think about it and it's in the past, when you think back to 12-year-old Darcy, what was running through your mind?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I think like a huge part of me just kept thinking like, okay, like you're probably going home this round and that's okay. You know, you came here and did what you wanted to do, which was bring some light to, you know, ventriloquism and show the world what it is. And so, yeah, I think I was just really in shock most of the time just cause I hadn't really imagined making it that far. But yeah, I mean, what a blessing. I mean, it's just I turned my life upside down in the best way possible, and yeah.
Amazing. So even before America's Got Talent, how did you figure out that ventriloquism was your thing? How did you first get started?
So I met a girl around the age of 9. So I did beauty pageants when I was younger, like these scholarship pageants. If you won, like you won some scholarship money for college and stuff. And my mom put me in them just, I think, to help me come out of my shell. Just super reserved when I was younger and painfully shy. And so had a hard time just like being normal and talking to people. And so, yeah, she put me in pageants and, you know, I was like, meet some other girls. And originally I sang for my talent then because singing came first. But at one of the pageants, I met a girl who did ventriloquism for her talent. And, I mean, I was just, like, absolutely mesmerized. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. I have to learn how to do this. And so I befriended the girl and asked her about a million questions. That was probably so annoying. But I started teaching myself, in, like, in my bathroom mirror. And then I got a puppet for my 10th birthday, and the rest is history.
Wow. So what was that first puppet's name?
Katie, and I yodeled with her. She was like a yodeling cowgirl.
Oh, my goodness. Can you yodel for us now?
Oh, my God.
7 a.m., Fred.
At 7 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked, but I love yodeling. I just want to hear you yodel. I guess I'll have to come this weekend, huh?
Yes, yes, you have to come this weekend.
So you had Katie as your first puppet. How about now? Tell us about some of your friends you're going to be bringing this weekend.
Yes, yeah, so I've got about 4 friends that will be with me. I'll have Petunia, Rabbit, which probably seen on AGT, and then Edna Doornacker, my old lady, Oscar the Motown Mouse, and a new friend that no one's met before, that I just started bringing on the road. His name's Andy, and he's British, he's English, and so he's really fun. But I won't say much about him because, yeah, he's just joined the gang. But yeah,
Very, very nice. Now, I saw you singing Popular on YouTube with Petunia, yeah, and I could not believe you were sounding so amazing with your mouth closed. How do you do that?
I don't know. It's funny now that, I mean, I've been doing ventriloquism now for almost 11 years. And so I think I've just, like, you know, evolved with it and just gotten, continue to get better at it, honestly. But, I mean, I have a ventriloquist coach, which I met when I was turning 11, because I entered my first talent show, like, 2 weeks after I got Katie, the Yodeling Cowgirl. And there was a couple in the audience that saw me perform who went to church with this guy named Gary Owen, who lived in Oklahoma at the time. And so he kind of took me under his wing and taught me everything I know about it now. But yeah, he had been doing it for like 30 plus years, and wow, now he's like a second grandpa to me.
Oh, love
but,
that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I love that you do ventriloquism, and I love your singing voice. You have a beautiful voice. We're looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Darcy Lynn and Friends, Up Close and Personal Tour, coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center. Now, listen, the Sunday show is sold out. I mean, I think Philip said there's like maybe 6 tickets. But the Saturday show, we still have plenty of room. You could just go to thejunctioncenter.com. Mm-hmm. You can get all the details there. Get your tickets. Come see Darcy Lynn. Darcy, if folks want to get more information about you, find out where else you're going to be, or find out about all the things that you do, can they visit you online?
Yes, of course. My website's darcylynn.com, but that's where I'll... all my upcoming events and shows, and then, of course, I'm on all social medias, and it's Darcy Lynn on everything.
Well, we are so excited for you to be here this weekend. We're so excited for you and your friends to be performing here. Thank you so much for coming to Lancaster and to the Mannheim area. Once again, Darcy Lynn and Friends coming this weekend. Sunday tickets are limited. There are a few, but Saturday tickets, 7 o'clock, Landis Hall, both nights, Junction Center, right here, junctioncenterproductions.com. Darcy Lynn, I got a very important question for you. Are you going to go back to sleep after we're done talking?
How did you know?
Well, I hope you get some rest today, and we will see you this weekend. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Much love to you, and have a great nap.
Thank you.
Darcy Lynn's coming this weekend to the Junction Center, and coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be giving you a chance to win some tickets to see Darcy Lynn this Saturday, August 9th. Now, just so keep your phone handy, because you might want to call in here at WJTL. Now, listen, remember, if you want to secure those tickets, don't you want to take a chance, check out junctioncenterproductions.com for all the ticket information, the event information. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Kate Thompson after Grace, more music on the way next.